The purpose of having you here today is to try to provide as much detail as possible about the tragic incident that occurred last night. So I'm just going to go through the facts, and then we'll try to take some questions and answer what we can. Can everyone hear okay? Are we doing good on that? All right. 10:31 p.m. last night, the Asheville Police Department received a 911 call from a juvenile at 73 Hansel Avenue who reported that Maurice Gardner had shot and killed his mother, Erica Smith, and had also shot other family members who were brothers and sisters of his, and that he also was injured. We were able to keep him on the line. The call taker was able to get additional information as we were responding about Mr. Gardner and the vehicle that he was driving. Our first officer arrived on the scene at about 4 minutes later and immediately entered the home and ensured that Mr. Gardner was no longer there, at which time EMS and Asheville Fire Department followed us in and immediately began transporting and treating the victims. Erica Smith was located in the home. She was deceased upon our arrival. There were six remaining individuals who were injured. Five of them were her children. Two were a 15-year-old male who had received gunshot wounds and later succumbed to those injuries at the hospital. One was a 13-year-old female who also succumbed to her wounds on her way to the hospital. The three additional children were transported. One, a 12-year-old, sustained a gunshot wound to the leg. He is currently listed in stable condition. And two additional victims, a 10-year-old and 8-year-old, sustained graze wounds and were treated for their injuries and are currently receiving services through the Mountain Child Advocacy Center. While these children were being treated at the scene, additional officers arrived, and an officer was able to locate a vehicle belonging to Mr. Gardner close by the residence and found Mr. Gardner inside the vehicle suffering from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head. Mr. Gardner was the sixth person that was transported to Mission Hospital, and he later died there as a result of the self-inflicted gunshot wound. As we continue to investigate this, what we have learned is that a verbal altercation occurred between Ms. Smith and Mr. Gardner at her place of employment at Mission Hospital earlier in the evening. And that following that altercation, they traveled to the home, and it was some time later that the shooting occurred. Mr. Gardner does not have a criminal history with the Asheville Police Department, and we have not received prior calls regarding domestic violence between Mr. Gardner and Ms. Smith. We did receive one previous call at this residence on April 5th, where Ms. Smith reported that Mr. Gardner took a car. However, that car was registered to him, and there was no crime that was noted, and also no report of violence or any sort of domestic dispute at the time. The surviving children are continuing to receive services through the Mountain Child Advocacy Center. Both Asheville City Schools and Buncombe County Schools were notified as the children did attend those schools, and they are providing services based on their protocols to the fellow students. Any death in our community, especially one involving violence in this scale, has far-reaching traumatic impacts, particularly when they involve children. The Asheville Police Department has been and will continue to work with our partner agencies to ensure that the children and the families that are involved with this are provided any needed services throughout this time. And I would also like to just note that we partner very closely through our Family Justice Center with HelpMate and other service providers and encourage any person who is in a relationship or is aware of a family member or friend in a relationship, where there are any indications of abuse or violence, to please reach out and let someone know. Talk to our service providers, come to our Family Justice Center, do whatever is needed to get an intervention.